Listen to me closely, and as I finish up this morning, the priority of remembering the bad in this context points us or directs us to the good or the hope that we have in God that compels us to persevere. Our example here this morning is Job. When we look at the life of Job, we see here a man whose integrity and character was not marred by the circumstances that he endured. And yet through it all, the one thing that could be there to maintain his character and integrity was the hope that he had in God that moved beyond the circumstances of his life to the celestial. It is why Job could cry out, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and I shall see him in the latter day upon the earth." He's saying, "I don't care what happens in this life. I can go through it all, and you know what? I'm going to see my God one day, face to face." And he says, "You know what? The worms can destroy this body. This flesh can rot away. Yet I will see God in my glorified state." God promises us a glorified body, and we will be able to see him one day. Thirdly, then, this morning, as we move quickly, then, we see not only the premise of the reminder of evil, we see also the priority of the reminder of evil. Thirdly, we see the principle of the reminder of evil. And to close with it all, we look at this man, Haman, as his name is equated with the evil that he did throughout this historical event. And I look at it, and I've shared this many times as well, as we look at this man, Haman. It is an examination of ourselves that we must apply to our lives. Because if we look at this man Haman and all the evil that he did, yet, folks, he was not any less deserving of the grace of God than what we are. He was a sinner. And oh, it doesn't matter if, folks, there are those that strive to kill and bring genocide and annihilation to millions, or if it's simply stealing a cookie from the cookie jar. Sin is sin, God says. And the penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The principle of the reminder of evil here is to you and I teach us that we're no better, folks. That we're no better. The Jewish people in this day and age had committed such sin and atrocities that they weren't merited any more credibility than this man Haman. And I'm not trying to try and build this man Haman up in any way. All I'm simply saying is, folks, we need to examine ourselves here. We see the evil that occurred through this man. Guess what? We are capable of just as much, if not more so. I believe that every man, if we're given the opportunity to practice the imaginations of his heart and mind without the idea of consequence involved, who wouldn't be in line to do so? We would probably all find ourselves right there. And we are reminded here of the evil that occurred through such individuals to teach us where our focus and perspective needs to be. Guess what, folks? As I shared in Colossians chapter 3 there, the idea then is this. He says, if we be risen with Christ, then seek those things which are above. It's the idea of relationship with God. Is that when our attention and our focus aren't on God, guess who it's on? It's not on others. It's on ourselves. And we start to look at ourselves, and then we start to look around, and we look not at what we have, but at what we don't have, and we start to think how unfair our lives are, and how the struggle and everything that we endure, and all that others have to relish and cherish in, and we start to say, man, God, you're not that great. We start to get selfish and bitter and dissatisfied and discontent and frustrated and all these other negative influences that start to breed or define our very being. But when we focus on God, when we see Him for all that He is and all that He has done for you and I, the response, the immediate response then is this mentality of such gratitude, of such thanks, of such a desire to want to serve the one who has given himself to us. That's the beauty of that, folks. When our attention and our focus is on ourselves, we're capable of committing any type of evil or sin that is out there. But when we focus on God, our lives are in complete surrender and submission to Him. And we get to see God's hand working in and through our lives, and we get to step back and say, thank you, God. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for providing not just for my eternal state, but everything in between all that. And when we can look at our lives even today, we as Christians, and from the day that we trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior till now, and we look at the way our lives have been shaped and formed by this Christian life, where would we be without Him today? Where would we be if we would have never looked upward at the very throne of heaven and trusted Jesus Christ and as our Savior? We'd be living for ourselves. I think there would still be this emptiness and void that is in our lives that can only be filled with the person of His Son. There's a sense of thanks. Instead of looking around at what we don't have, we're looking upward and thanking Him for everything that we do have, folks. That needs to be the direction there. As we look at this whole reminder of the evil, we're reminded that we're in a battle. We're reminded that God is in control. We're reminded of our heritage and what God has brought us through and the lessons that we have learned. We're reminded then as well, as we see here, the principle that, folks, the only thing that merits our credibility with God, the only thing that gives us any sense of worth or value, is the very person of Christ that rests upon our lives. It's God Himself, folks. And as we see this whole concept of reminder, and we go further with all of this in this study, it is there as a utensil once again, as an instrument to redirect us not back to a particular day and the practice of it, but to a providential God who is over all. That is it. That is the final instruction, if you will, that we are gleaning from this study. And folks, there's those final words of the Father to you and I. We'll go into this more as we go on. But if you're here today, you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I encourage you, make that decision today. God has made Himself available. His Word tells us, whosoever calls out to Me, I will deliver. I will save. No one is exempt from that. The only requirement is that you cry out to Him in humility. The only requirement is you realize that you are nothing but a filthy sinner, as His Word says, and Jesus is the only one that can save you from it all. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank You so much for Your Word. Lord, I thank You for the time together. Lord, forgive me for going over, Lord, to do praying. Father, I just pray for this time that You would use it to challenge us, Lord. We like to think about all the good things, and yes, we do need to have a moral mindset that is in place through the instruction of Your Word and through the surrender of Your Spirit. But Lord, we also need to be not forgetting all the negative things that are going on in our world that have gone on in the past, that those things are there as utensils to guide us and direct us back to You, Lord. Oh, how easily we forget where we came from. Oh, how easily we forget sometimes of Your great work on the cross for us, and Lord, how we need to be reminded of that to keep us in focus, to keep our perspective looking upward and not around, and to keep living for You. Lord, may You take this time and use it for Your glory today, we do pray. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with me then this morning? I apologize for going well over time today, but some good lessons to learn with all of this. Brenda's going to play through a time of meditation or reflection. This time is just for us to just examine ourselves and evaluate what we've learned, what the Lord is speaking to us, and that we would just prayerfully consider to take what we've learned, take what we've been told today to apply it to our lives for God's glory and for our benefit. Let's bow together as Brenda plays.
Thank you for coming today. As always, I'm here and available to speak with anybody that would like to. Brother Bill, would you close us in a word of prayer this morning, sir, please?